Senator Rochester, please be seated. Hvala vam na dolasku ovaj dom gospodnji, da zajednički prinesemo našu molitvu i naš prinos od naših ruku, od naše krvi i tela, da prinesemo misli svoje, da prinesemo srca svoje, otvorimo srca svoja, da se u njih useli blagoda Duha Svetoga. Čini mi se da je najbolje reći koje možemo početi današnje obraćanje, braće i sestre, jedan dan po preobraženju Gospoda Boga i spasa našeg Isusa Hrista na gori Taboru, koji smo juče proslavljali, koji nastavljamo, evo i danas da slavimo, pevali smo tropar preobrazio si se na gori, Hriste Bože naš, pokazavši učenicima tvojim slavu tvoju onoliko koliko je ljudska priroda njihova mogla da podnese. I čini mi se najbolje reči koje možemo iskoristiti danas u ovom nedeljnom obraćanju po preobraženju su reči apostola Petra, koji je izgovorio tom prilikom padnuvši na zemlju, pa onda došavši k sebi, pridigao si i rekao, Gospode, dobro nam je ovdje biti. Ajde da napravimo tri senice, jednu za tebe, jednu za Mojsija, jednu za Iliju i da večno ovdje ostanemo. E takvo osjećanje, braćo i sestre, izaziva prisustvo Duha Svetoga i blizina Božija. Takvo osjećanje da nikada ne želimo otići napustiti njegovu blizinu. Tako su se osjećali apostoli koji su na gori Taboru prisustvovali nečemu nesvakidašnjem, veličanstvenom, da je Hristos zasijao i kaže Evanđelje da su njegove haljine postale toliko svetle, svetlio sunca, njegovo lice da je bilo belo kao sneg i svetlost. I pali su na zemlju i pojavili su se tom prilikom i Mojsije i Ilija, starozavetni pravednici i proroci, koji su besedili sa Hristom, kažu sveti ocu i oci, o dolazećem stradanju njegovom i skupiteljskom delu njegovom. Današnje, dakle, jučerašnji praznik i nastavak njegovog praznovanja nas poziva, braće i sese, da pokorimo goru Tabor koja se u svakome od nas pojedinačno nalazi. Nije lako ići uz brdo, ali Hristos ide ispred nas. I Evanđelje nam to govori da je Hristos poveo učenike svoje za sobom. Što znači da je Hristos prvi išao. On je proputio taj put koji vodi u život večni. On je ispred njih vodio. Ja juče rekao ovdje, čini mi se na nekom krštenju koje je bilo, da stari ljudi su to dobro u starini, su znali jako dobro da prepoznaju ko su među vojnicima, ko su generali, a ko su vojskovođe. I kaže jednostavno, kaže, generali su oni koji su govorili napred vojsko, a vojskovođe su oni koji su govorili za mnom vojsko. I velika je razlika. Velika je razlika. Hristos nije onaj koji je rekao napred idite, stradajte, nosite krst, nego je Hristos onaj koji je prvi poneo krst i prvi pošao tim putem, kao što znamo da u Jerusalimu stoji i postoji danas danji put bola, Via Dolorosa, kako se zove, ili Via Dolores, što znači put stradanja, put bola. Ovim je putem Hristos išao, a nas pozvao da se odreknemo sebe, podignemo krv svoj i za njim hodimo. Neka bi Bog dao i nama snage da krenemo, Gospodine, da se uspinjemo, a to znači da pobeđujemo u sebi sve ono što nije hristoliko, sve ono što nije bogoliko, sve ono što ne krasi dušu našu neprolaznim dobrima, da vodimo rat sa sobom, a ne sa drugima oko nas, da vodimo rat u sebi, rat između dobra i zla, rat između greha i dobroga i vrline. Jer nije samo greh ono što mi učinimo, a što ne valja, već je greh i kada propustimo priliku da učinimo nešto dobro, a Gospod nam je dao priliku da učinimo. E preobraženje nas poziva na preobražaj naš lični i duhovni, na preobražaj naših zajednica, na preobražaj naše parokije, naše crkve i na taj način celoga sveta, jer smo potrebni svetu. Svet živi u haosu i mi u tom haosu se nalazimo, ali smo mi tračak nade hrišćani, mi smo so zemlji i svetlo svetu i nemojte da so obljutavi, kaže Hristos. Ako so obljutavi, čime će se ručak osoliti? Hristos izgovara. A to znači ako mi kao hrišćani obljutavimo, šta je ostalo svetu, kakva nada je ostala svetu? Današnji praznik i jučerašnji poziva na preobražaj i poziva da budemo kvasac ovoga sveta, da ga zakvasimo večnim životom i da tako još ovdje predokušamo život večni. Dear brothers and sisters, blessed be the great feast, the transfiguration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at Mount Tabor. So many years ago, yet we celebrate it as if we are present at the very moment of his transfiguration on the Mount Tabor. We are there through divine liturgy. This is not something we just commemorate, but this is something we are participating actually in this great event, very important for our salvation. Yesterday we celebrated, of course, the transfiguration of our Lord, and today we continue in this post-festal period of transfiguration. We continue to celebrate transfiguration because it is so important for us and for our salvation. We need to transform our lives. There is a very beautiful Greek term for this phase of transfiguration. It's metamorphosis. So we need metamorphosis, and that means the changing of a very structure of our inner being. There is another beautiful Greek word, metanoia, that's also used very often when we speak about transfiguration and about transforming ourselves. That means changing of our mindset. Because we are used to sinning. We are used to sin. There is nothing worse than habitual sin. And there's a saying in Serbian language that it's very hard to form a good habit. However, it's 100 times harder to break a bad one. So this great feast of transfiguration invites us in the light of Christ's transfiguration to change our lives, to truly be Christ-like and God-like. As we often say, the very term we use so lightly for ourselves, Christian, we call ourselves Christians, and actually we do not even know what we're saying. Being a Christian, that means emulating Christ, imitating Christ in your life, being resembling Christ in a way. Can we rightfully say for ourselves that we are Christian? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. Also, today we heard a beautiful, beautiful gospel lesson about forgiving one another. And we can talk for hours about forgiving, of need for forgiveness. And today, in a joint voice, in one voice, we exclaim to God, our Father, who art in heaven, and so on, and the very important, one of the most important prayers that we often say on a daily basis, I hope. But we also say something without realizing what we say, actually, what we pray to God. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So basically, by saying this prayer on a daily basis, we invite God to judge us. Because so easily we judge one another, and it's so hard to forgive. We put ourselves even above God, because He's the one that forgives, and somehow we cannot. In all languages, pretty much, to forgive means to give. In English, forgive, as you can see, you'll see a give there. That means give off of yourself to someone else. In German language, it's vergeben. Again, to give is geben. In French, pardonner. To give is donner. Odatle dolazi, that's where we have the donors from French language. It's sends us a strong message that we need to open ourselves for other people, from isolating from other people, to forgive them, because we are the ones needing forgiveness from God at all times. It is so important that we do this, because if we hold grudges or resentment towards other people, that resentment becomes our spiritual cancer. Unless we do that, unless we forgive them, and by doing so, unless we imitate Christ, who is the one who always forgives, there can be no advancement in our spiritual life. There is a monastic story about a certain man who could not forgive his brother his insult of some kind, and finally he died. And everything else was fine in his life, seemingly. And as he was about to enter into the heaven, Christ was there at the gate, standing at the gate, and told him, "You're not worthy to come in because you did not forgive your brother." And he replied, "Yes, but he is the one that made mistake. He should not be allowed to come in into the heaven, an everlasting life." And Christ said, "Yes, but I forgave him. I forgave him. How come you cannot?" So in order to go to heaven, Christ is the door. We have to go through him, and he's the one that forgives. So unless we do the same, we won't be able to enter. God bless you all, and I invite you to stay, especially parents with their children, to stay for Sunday school meeting. School's about to start on September 10th. I think we'll have an invocation of the Holy Spirit at the beginning of the school year. And we'll invite the Holy Spirit and the grace of God to bless us and strengthen us. Because Sunday school is something so important, please understand this. It is vitally important, not only for this parish, for our local parish, it's vitally important, essentially important for the lives of your children as well. I've been talking about this in the last few Sundays. Kids are born as tabula rasa in Latin language, that means an empty word. And believe me, unless we teach him to walk in God, obeying God's commandments, someone else will teach him to do something else. That's not well-pleasing to God. So it's crucially important that kids participate in the Sunday school program, and for parents to take it seriously. Because we're only given this one chance. And their years pass by so swiftly. And soon we'll realize that we missed our chance. So please understand this, and let's do something that's well-pleasing to God. Let's create a legacy, not only for this church and this parish, but, you know, raising children to love Christ is creating a legacy for eternity. And I said, we all agree that this world of ours is in chaos. The only way to change it for better is through them. The only way we can do something is through them. So God bless you all. Please stay for lunch. Next Sunday there will be a service. However, September 2nd, right Sunday, September 2nd, there will be no service at this church. There will be a diocesan festival gathering in St. Stephen's Church in the Canberra, and I invite you all to participate in this gathering and Slava of our diocese. So please plan to come. There will be plenty of sermons and good guests.
Father Timothy Pavlatos, who's a psychiatrist, will be here. And the very topic, the theme of this this year's gathering is church is a family and family is church. And this is also very important, so please plan to come. God bless you.